good to see everybody this morning. We welcome you to worship at College Park. We're blessed to be here today. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. If you could take these pew pads, write your name down, preferably your name, not a famous celebrity or a cartoon character, which has happened before. Football players have shown up. Elvis Presley has shown up. Y'all didn't know he came to worship here, did you? But if you could help us out writing those names down, check the appropriate boxes, give us contact information, that would be helpful to us. We do ask, once you're done, send it down so everybody has a chance to fill that out on your pew. Once you reach the end of the pew, you could send it back to where it got started. And we do ask that first person, when it comes back to you, if you could tear out the pages that were used today, that'll help our ushers collect those at the end of the service. A couple announcements we'll make. We're in the process of putting the new Bridges groups together. Appreciate members of the Family Enrichment Committee doing that. If you have not been able to sign up, today is your last day to do that. On the welcome desk, there is a basket with a place to sign up for our Bridges ministry. We take adults across our church, throw them in a hat, and put them into groups of seven or eight, and they will be meeting for meals about four times this year. It's a great way to meet people that maybe you don't normally come in contact with in our church, and so it's a great ministry. This is our second year. If you're interested in being a part of that, or if you have questions, just let me know. Also, I have an announcement. All the ladies in our church are invited to a breakfast at 9 o'clock this coming Saturday, January 12th, in Smith Hall. The speaker will be Polly Barton. Did I say that right? Polly Barton, I believe. A local resident who works with girls that are overcoming substance abuse. Every lady, whether a member of a circle or not, is encouraged to attend, to learn and show support of this remarkable program that's going on in our community. The Betty Gardner Circle is the host for this event. So everyone, all the ladies, are welcome and invited to come next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. This Wednesday we'll begin, again, our parent discussion times during Wednesday night at 6:45 there down in the coffee house. That will start back up this week. Other things are listed there in your bulletin. Just make note of that. Normal schedule resumes tonight. All the youth activities are back on, and everything else is listed there in your bulletin. Book club, right? Book club this Monday night?
Not this Monday.
Not this. Next?
Last Monday of the month.
Last Monday of the month, which this is not the this is not the last Monday of the month, so we have to wait several weeks. So you got several weeks to read Unbroken. See how I did that? Okay. Several weeks to read the book of the month, which is Unbroken. You've got a few weeks to find that. And I heard that book is very, very good. So that'll be Monday, January 28th for that. We want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We have ushers that are coming down the aisles now, and we appreciate you giving us your information on the pew pad. That gives us a little bit of information about you, and we appreciate that. If you are a guest, we invite you just to raise your hand where you are. Our ushers will recognize you, and they will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, you'll find a little bit of the story of College Park, and also you'll find a newsletter that tells you what's going on currently in the life of our church. Thank you for being a part of worship this morning. What a great way to start off the new year. Baptism and communion. We have three people that are coming for baptism today. For those of you who have gone through that, who experienced believers' baptism, this is a time for us to pause and to remember our own, to think about that moment in time. When God spoke to us, showed us our need for Him, and took us into the baptismal waters and cleansed us symbolically. Think about that moment, and think about it with gratitude and thanksgiving in our heart, all that God has done for us before that moment up until now. It's a good day fresh start. It's a new day. Let us prepare for worship. Will you pray with me? Father, as we have celebrated the birth of Christ, the coming of Jesus into our world, we are reminded time and time again of your goodness and your grace. So we come to celebrate baptism. And these three who come to publicly profess their faith in you. We thank you for how you've spoken to all of us. We're thankful for this opportunity to experience worship again. Help us to consider this time as just a glimpse as to what eternity will be like. Help us to approach worship as if you're here, because you are. You're ready to inhabit this place. We need you in this sanctuary. Hear us as we worship. Speak to us. Change us. Mold us, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Oh, see my soul, the breath of heaven, oh, shall my soul, These are my favorite Sundays, an opportunity to worship together, an opportunity to celebrate. To celebrate the monumental days in believers' lives as they acknowledge Jesus Christ publicly and then follow his example in the waters of baptism. Today, we have a mother and daughter pair, Amanda and Madison. Would you all come on in the water? Amanda and Madison Phillips come, and as they come, Amanda will be the first candidate to be baptized, so I want to invite her family, as well as those who have been a part of her Christian pilgrimage. If you would, please stand. And I want to ask Carol, where are you, Carol? If you would, there you go, if you would deliver the charge to Amanda. Christ is your Lord and Savior. It's a privilege, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Helen is here and she's got a candle that she's going to hand to you to remind you to let your light shine before men. And this is Madison. I would again invite family, friends to stand. Those have been a part of her pilgrimage. And Miss Laura is here, and she is going to read a challenge and charge to you, Madison.
Good morning, Madison. I just want you to know that I am so happy to be here with you today. It's hard to believe that it was just about 3 years ago that you and your mom and Doug moved into our neighborhood. You didn't know it, but you were actually an answer to our prayers. Because Catherine was the only child in our neighborhood, she had been hoping and praying for a playmate. Within a short time, God answered that prayer, and you appeared on Ferncliff Drive. When we finally got you two girls together, it was amazing to discover that your birthdays are actually less than a week apart. Catherine was over the moon, and the new friendship blossomed quickly. Madison, I know you are the quiet and timid one of this pair, and my daughter is the chattering and precocious one. But you two have been a good match for each other. Shortly after you and Catherine had gotten to know each other, you were invited to join us at church, and you eagerly accepted. In short order, you had many new church friends and a thirst for knowledge about our Savior. As you stand up there this morning thinking about the journey that led you to be baptized, I want to point out that it was God's hand that was guiding you, all of your church friends, and this body of believers as they loved you and encouraged you in your faith. It's humbling to realize we were used by God to further his kingdom. It's even more humbling to realize how many more opportunities God will give you to do the exact same thing for others. In thinking about what I wanted to share with you today, I had to stop and pray that God would lead me to words that would be meaningful to you. The first verse that came to mind was 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I know you're familiar with the story of David and Goliath, and I encourage you to remember that David displayed outstanding boldness and courage in the face of opposition. David's bold actions, which were based on his faith, allowed him to topple a giant. You too are called to take bold actions. Remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. And he wants us to use that spirit of power. It's not enough to learn and believe what God has said to you through his word. You must take action. God is calling you, Madison Phillips, even at age 8, to be bold and confident in your faith in Christ. I encourage you to act on your faith at home, in school, on the playgrounds, the cafeteria, and anywhere else you find yourself. Be sure to share your faith with others at every opportunity. God is asking you to make the effort. Study his words, take action, and he will take care of the results. The other verse that I feel led to share is Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. That's God's way of saying he has big plans for you, Maddie, and good things are ahead of you for sure. But there are also going to be days where things aren't going exactly right. That mean old afternoon bus driver yells at you for no good reason. Your best friend says something really hurtful to you on the playground. Relationships become strained. But in those times, I want you to remember that God loves you. God loves you in a very special and personal way. He knows your thoughts, fears, and even the desires of your heart. He knows you so well, he could name the number of hairs on your head. Our Heavenly Father wants a relationship with you, and he wants you to know that he will always be there. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6, we are told, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." You have chosen to commit yourself to God. As you grow in body and spirit, we will be praying that God will strengthen you, keep you safe, and guide you and the choices you make. I challenge you to continue to do your part, which means study the Bible, talk to God every day in prayer, and most importantly, open your heart so you can hear him when he talks to you.
Thank you, Laura. Madison, because you've accepted Christ and publicly professed him as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure, it's an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your friend, Catherine, is here, and she's going to hand down your candle to you. This is Caleb Morris, and I invite family, friends, and those who have been a part of Caleb's spiritual journey to this point through all the ministries of College Park, if you would, please join us in standing. And Caleb, your mom and dad are there, and they're going to issue a charge and a challenge, some encouragement to you. Okay, buddy?
Caleb, we are so proud of you, buddy. You are becoming a big boy with a big heart. We are proud of you for your schoolwork, your kindness towards others, your politeness, your willingness to try new things, and many, many more things. But none of that could ever compare with how proud of you we are for the decision you're making today. Your favorite verse, John 3:16, is the reason you are here today in the baptism waters, because Christ died for you, and you want to have that eternal life with him. Your choice to allow God to rule in your heart and your life is the best choice you will ever make, and we are so happy for you. Some verses that we talk about a lot at home are found in the book of Ephesians, where Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God. As you begin your faith journey, we hope that you learn about and acquire all these attributes of a warrior of God: truth, righteousness, readiness, peace, faith, salvation, the word of God, and prayer. Live life boldly and fearlessly for God. I love you, buddy.
As for me, I have to agree with Mama today that this is an important day. Over 8 years ago, we learned in a special way about your coming to us, and we were so happy. And we know that God has great plans for you, and we can already see the potential that you possess. We can't tell you enough how much your spirit and love for God makes us smile, like when you take a shower or play by yourself and you sing. All the songs that you sing, that you make up on your own, are about loving God and praising Him. Or when you got your first Bible and you would randomly open its pages and begin reading. But as you read, you would proclaim each word as fact and state it with such confidence. It would make us laugh when you would read Proverbs 11:22. But then it would melt our hearts when you read John 3:16. And I'm going to do something I said I wasn't going to do. I'm going to stray from my notes and feel like I need to share also as we talk about a charge. John 3:16, of course, is talking about how God gave to us, but there is another end, a bookend to that, that I want to offer up to you as well, which is John 15:12-14. It says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command." You are doing that today. You are acknowledging that Jesus is your friend, and you are listening to him as you are entering in and making this big decision. And there are going to be times when things are going to get rough and tough. But just know that you've got that friend in Jesus. Your love to learn the Bible, your passion to praise God, your desire to help others is a great combination. As you go from the waters of baptism, I can't wait to see how God continues to work through your life. Just know that when things do get tough, that you will not only have Mommy and me and everyone in this church to turn to, but God's presence is always with you, and you will never be alone. Today is a great day, and we are proud of you.
Caleb, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure and an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Miss Bonnie is here, and she's got a candle for you to remind you to let your light shine before men. Would you pray with me? Gracious Father, our hearts are full because we see the evidence of your Spirit at work among us. Father, remind us, challenge us to let our light shine before men so that others would see our good deeds, not for our purposes, but to give glory to you. Father, give us that kind of boldness, that kind of courage, that kind of strength, as you use us to lead others to Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
Please join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to gather here in your presence this morning. And Lord, it's a good time to look back on our past year that we've just completed. Lord, we realize that we probably have not been everything you would want us to be. But we also know that we have just celebrated a wonderful Christmas season, a season that we celebrated the Son that you gave us so that we could have forgiveness for our failures. And Lord, as we begin this new year, we just pray for your guidance. We pray for your strength. And Lord, just help us to be all that you would want us to be. Help us to utilize the gifts that you have given us, whether it be spiritual gifts or our material gifts, Lord. We know you are the source of everything we have, and we pray that we would be good stewards of those gifts. And Lord, we just thank you for being with us, for loving us, and giving us all that we have. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Isn't it a beautiful sight? It really is. I love this time of year for a lot of reasons. One of the reasons is because we have new beginnings, and we serve a God of new beginnings, a new covenant that He offered, a new covenant that we can accept. And as we come to the Lord's table, we're reminded of that. It's very present, the opportunity to renew our commitment with Christ. And so we take a time to pause and to commune with one another, as well as commune with God. Let me offer this. We at College Park offer open communion. What that means is if you're a believer, whether you're a member of this church or not, if you're a believer, we invite you and desire for you to join in communion with us. That being said, we will have a time to reflect as we take the bread and as we take the cup on our relationship with Christ, and then we'll have a covenant that we'll make with God and these new believers following that. So I encourage you to reflect now, to give thanks to God as we join in communion together. When Jesus was gathered with his disciples in the upper room, Scripture tells us he took the bread and he broke it, and he said that this was his body that was broken for you. It wasn't an impersonal pronoun. It was very personal. He wanted us to understand for all eternity that his sacrifice and the nature of his sacrifice was for us. It was a personal sacrifice so that we could have a personal relationship with the Son of God. Think on those things as you take and as you eat. And then he took the cup and he said, this represents a new covenant. A new covenant in my blood. A new covenant through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He was giving us another opportunity, as we said on the outset. Another opportunity, a new chance that we can claim every time we call upon his name and ask forgiveness. It gives us a wonderful opportunity to know what true forgiveness is because of the nature of his sacrifice for us. And when we come together and as we share in celebration of baptism, and as we share in communion together, it's a wonderful time to pause and to reflect on our relationship with Christ and through God the Father. I want to encourage you to join with us. There's a covenant of new believers that's published in your order of service. I invite you to read that with me. I'll read the print that's a little bit lighter if you'll join me in reading the dark print. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God. Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Christian Church, the communion of the saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers for each other and these new believers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost? Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These things we covenant together before God. Amen. We know from Scripture that following the serving of what we call the Lord's Supper or the Last Supper, the fellowship supper between Jesus and his believers, that they sang a hymn before they left, before they went out. It's good for us to sing together. It's like it kind of ties the knot, the song, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. You know, that whole concept of us going from this place as a body that's united to serve the Lord as well as to minister to His goodness. And I want to give you a chance to respond to what you've experienced today or maybe what you've experienced this week. If you would desire a relationship with Jesus Christ, to be faithful to that calling that He's placed upon your life, I'd be glad to talk with you and pray with you about that. If you're here and you say, Raymond, I am a believer, but I would really like to live out more of what I just said in this covenant, I'd be glad to talk with you about that. If you're here and you would like to join this fellowship, there are many ways that we would accept members. I'd be glad to talk with you about that. But whatever your decision is, I invite you to make that and make it public if you desire to as we stand and sing together now. Let me introduce to you David and Bette Matthews. I almost said Birdsong. David and Bette Matthews, they're no stranger to the people that sit in that section of the sanctuary back there. They've been worshiping with us for quite a while, and they're coming this morning. They want to make it official. They want to come by transfer of letter from a sister congregation here within our city. And so if you would approve of their joining with us in fellowship and encourage them and continue to support them. Y'all doing a great job back there in this section. You're doing great. Would you join me in saying amen?
Amen. Amen.
Fantastic. If y'all would join me up here. At the conclusion of the service after the benediction and the response, if you would come and greet them and for the, again, those of you back there, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. It's a challenge to all of us to encourage those that they come and visit with us. So we're delighted in that. You come speak to them. I also want to give some Bibles and certificates. Caleb, would you join me up here, buddy? And Amanda and Madison, if you would come as well. Caleb, here's your certificate of baptism. And we've got a Bible for you as well. Encourage you to read that every day. And Madison, there's your certificate. And Mr. Jeff's got your Bible. And Amanda, for you as well as a new Bible. You all come by, greet these, as well as the Matthews. Would you join me in standing now for our benediction? Let's pray together. Gracious Father, the blessings of this day warm our hearts. Father, we know that you're at work, and we give you praise, and we give you all glory for what you're doing through us as your body. God, we pray that we would be challenged, not complacent, that we'd be encouraged, not discouraged, as we go from this place. Use us in a way that we could never imagine ourselves. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.